This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, more oil as promised. The limiting factor in global production right now is where to put the stuff. Literally, where to put it. We're not far, maybe a month, from not having enough physical space to store what we are pulling out of the ground. And if that happens, oil wells here and in Russia and in Saudi Arabia and in lots of other places would have to shut down, meaning billions of dollars in lost revenue, tens of thousands more layoffs in the middle of a global recession. One way to keep track is with artificial intelligence, using big data and satellite imaging to see where all that oil is. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
Historically, it's been hard to get good, fast info on all the crude pumped and burned in the world. The data's been just okay.
U.S. data is pretty current. European data can lag by 6 months.
That's international oil consultant David Goldwyn. He says some countries report numbers late, and some, well, they lie.
The history of OPEC deals is that they take on quotas and countries cheat. 1986, Venezuela was hugely cheating on its quota.
Now, you can't exactly subject an oil minister to a polygraph. But with the world economy crashing, oil companies and governments and traders, they all need info they can trust right now. Enter big data, like geolocation stats to track car traffic and satellites to monitor oil wells. We found two companies in this space. Oil X, run by Florian Thaler.
We go from boots on the ground to eyes in the sky.
And Kairos, whose co-founder is Antoine Half.
The sky is full of satellites. There's plenty of satellite data.
The first thing to watch is where oil use is collapsing. At Oil X, Florian Thaler monitors satellite pics that actually show nitrogen pollution from cars and factories. That equals energy use, which is falling in the U.S. and lately in India.
India has been lagging a bit, the spread of coronavirus compared to other countries. But now we do see indeed that there has been a significant change.
Without buyers, the world's unwanted oil is going into storage tanks around the world. And from up above, satellites can see the tanks. They look like tin cans. And because the rooftops of the tanks float up and down, you can spot the empty ones. Like an empty can of, green beans, you can see all the way down. And there aren't many empty ones these days in key places like Rotterdam in the Netherlands.
Over the last 2 weeks, storage is now building there quite quickly.
And it's building in tanker ships that just sit there and go nowhere. Thaler tracks them with geolocation data.
We have an armada of vessels that are stationary for 2 weeks now.
Put all the big data together, and he thinks storage could run out in May. And that'd be an economic disaster for oil companies and countries. Wells could shut down, perhaps forever. Because if you stop pumping an old well, you can lose underground pressure to push the crude up. To avoid all that, oil producers have to flatten the curve, as it were, to slow down oil going into storage. And the data suggests it's starting to happen. China seems to be buying more. Antoine Half at Kairos tracks geolocation data in cities like Wuhan.
We've been watching traffic in shopping malls. We've been watching road traffic, workers showing up at various factories. And we've seen gradually a restart of economic activity in China.
As far as the oversupply of oil, North America is producing a lot less. Satellites can spot what's called flaring, when drillers burn the natural gas that comes up with oil.
We've seen very dramatic reductions in flaring in the U.S. as well as in Canada. And we also monitor the crews that work in the fields. And we saw the number of crews drop by 50%.
For all the high-tech fanciness, these tools aren't perfect. Satellites can see into pipelines or storage tanks with fixed roofs. But surely, the big data folks are working on that too. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.